Hey, what's going on, everybody, man? Welcome back to another episode of the 241 Special Podcast. My name is Randall. I got my boy LJ with me and the OG dad himself, man. Y'all go ahead and talk to these people, man.
What's up? What's up?
How's everybody doing? Hope everybody's all right.
All right, man. Now, y'all people, welcome back to another episode, man. Now, before we get into it, because the reason why we're finna talk about this topic, I think it was last night or the night before, I'm not sure, but me, Kurt, and Solo, we was all on Discord, and we was talking about, you know, the different prices, all that stuff. And we got to talking, and I was like, you know what, I think this would be a good topic to talk to LJ and Dad about it. But before we get into it, man, Dad, what's going on in sports, man? I'll talk to the people, man. What's going on in sports, Dad?
I got something now. The second part of my sports is something I really want to talk about.
Oh.
But first, excuse me, last week was the Super Bowl.
Right.
Great game.
Mm-hmm.
Watched the game front to back.
Front to back?
Yeah, from beginning to the end.
Oh. Yeah. I gotcha.
You know. Do I think the play at the end, the holding call, was a penalty? It was a penalty. He admitted to it being a penalty. So there's no reason to be talking about it. But people want to make that their point and their hill to die on. But could you have kept the whistle in your pocket? Sure. But if you hold on to somebody, you hold.
Right.
You know. Also, with that point, that game, Super Bowl, Rihanna did her thing. Limited movement. Come to find out, she's pregnant. That's why.
Right.
So I was wondering, like, okay, she usually dances more than this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what everybody was saying. Like, everybody at my house was watching the game. Was like she's not dancing. Like, we all suspected she was pregnant, and she confirmed it later on. So don't cancel me, okay? She confirmed it.
Right.
Now, This is something I want to get your guys' opinion on also, okay? The NBA does a lot of things right.
Gotcha.
A lot of things right. They do everything right except for their All-Star Saturday.
What was wrong with it? Why you don't like it?
So, here's the thing. A couple weeks ago, I was scrolling through the channels, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to catch the hockey All-Star Weekend, right?
Right.
And they are just having so much fun. But, you know, big star Sidney Crosby is getting dunked in the dunk tank, like, from a hockey skills challenge thing. Like, you know how many people will pay to see LeBron get dunked in the dunk tank for doing a skills challenge thing?
Right.
Hockey, for as much notoriety as it doesn't get, does a lot of things right. They just don't got people watching it because I guess not many people can relate to the players, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But hockey does their All-Star game right. Now, let me ask you a question. Can y'all name any of the people in the Slam Dunk contest?
I'm going to keep it real with you. No, sir.
I don't watch the All-Star Weekend anyway.
Mm.
And if I did, it used to only be the All-Star Game. But to the point, I don't think any of the big sports here in America, and when I say big sports, I mean football, basketball, and baseball, none of their All-Star Challenge or All-Star Weekends are that good, in my opinion. I don't know hockey, so that's hockey.
Right. I was watching, like I said, I stumbled upon the hockey one, and it, like, I was enjoying myself. I sat there and I watched it for a good while. I watched it for a while. I was like, I'm having fun watching this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They had speed skating, they had accuracy, they had everything. It showcased the top, like, all the top players were there, you know.
Right.
And, like, in the NFL, nobody shows up, you know. They was actually playing flag football this time around.
Yeah, I saw that. I did not watch it.
Yeah. So, and I'm gonna speak on it more when I do my own thing for a while. But the NBA could be the epitome of perfection, how you run a sports league, if they did the All-Star Saturday night right. Because the person who won the slam dunk contest isn't even on an NBA team right now.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's in the
G League.
Yeah, he's in the G League.
So they let G League people do it now.
Yeah.
This year. This year they let a G League player do it.
Gotcha.
Okay. He was actually on the team, got cut. But he was on the Sixers G League team, I believe. So not one starter was in there. Two of them are role players. One's not even in the league. And the last one averages 3 points a game. The last three games, he had 2 points. And two of them were like 1-for-9 shooting.
Hasn't that been a thing, though, for a long time? Like, the last time Stars was in the, whatchamacallit, was an All-Star weekend, was with, it was Wade and them, and they was in, like, the second or third year?
Like, let me say this. I'm not asking for the best of the best to be in there, because NBA markets their players so good that they can't risk the bad exposure, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. But can I at least get people in the starting five?
No. LJ just got straight to the point.
Nah.
that's what I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. If the NBA could just get me players who are in the starting five, you know, at least one of the participants got to be in the starting five. I would dare to say two, you know. But you have three role players who are not bad players. Don't get me wrong. They're not bad players. Like, Trey Murphy the third is good, you know. I can't remember the other guy's name. KJ Martin, Kenyon Martin's son. He's good. He's plays for the Rockets, and the Rockets are terrible this year. So, but they're not starters. And they're not people that, like, when I looked up the names initially, some names of the participants, I was like, ain't nobody going to know any of these players.
Right.
Nobody's going to know. Unless you're a hoop head, like kind of how I am, you're not going to know who these players are. So, that's why I think the NBA gets wrong. Not now. The stars will show up for the three-point contest. Dame Lillard won, which was nice. The skills challenge they do, it was cool. You had the Antetokounmpo brothers doing it. But my thing is, like, if you have the Antetokounmpo brothers, you might as well have the Holiday brothers in there too. You know, have them go at it. But that's just my opinion. But other than that, the NBA could, like, have perfection when it comes to everything that they do. They're close to being having perfect type of league if they get the All-Star weekend right.
I hear. Yeah,
that's what I got for sports right now.
That sounds disappointing right there. But let's jump into it, though. Daily Dose of Anime brought to you by the Daily Dose of Anime Facebook group. We're going to kick off with this. Viz Media. I know y'all remember that. I know me and LJ. I know LJ remember it. You should remember it. You look
What's
so
the,
lost.
The remember about they still in business.
No, I'm just saying you should still remember them. Right. Anyways,
they're not. They didn't go anywhere. So, like, what are you talking
look
about?
Y'all leave me alone. Y'all leave me alone. Y'all leave me alone. Look, man, Viz Media. Viz Media. I will look. I trigger all y'all with one word. Leave me alone.
Wait, did we make a bet thing?
Hey, guess what though? I didn't say it though. Did I? Okay then.
You started it. You referenced it though.
Actually, LJ started it because he didn't.
How did he start it?
Because he didn't.
I said, look.
I gave him his thing. I was giving you an alley hoop, right?
Alley hoop?
What?
Alley
hoop? Alley hoop?
I mean, you leave, but it still don't change the fact that you was wrong.
My man said alley hoop.
Man, look, man. Viz Media.
Randall, hold on before you go.
No, we're not gonna talk.
I never want to hear Paul Dash ever again. Okay.
No, he. Dash, okay. No, time out. We can't. No, you can't take it up. Cause LJ screwed that all the way up when he said that.
That's you literally just screwed up alley oop and called it alley hoop.
That's worse than. That's worse though. Man, look here, Viz Media.
Two wrongs will make a right.
Viz Media announced that they uploaded full sub animes and movies for free to YouTube. So they started with Death Note with the complete season, Hunter x Hunter season 1 and 3, Inuyasha the full season, Mr. Oshimatsu. I think that's his site. I could be saying it so wrong. But they got season 1 and 2 on there. Naruto, not Shippuden, but just the beginning Naruto from season 1 to 8. And Sailor Moon, the full season. So how y'all feel about Viz Media potentially starting a movement with them bringing, like, select animes for free on YouTube?
That's not no movement. Most of them are old.
That is a goddamn movement, LJ. What you talking about?
Not,
so who's on there showing full anime though? Besides, you know what? Screw that, LJ. You in timeout, Dad. What you gotta say?
Why is LJ in timeout?
I'm trying to figure that out. You asked for my opinion. I gave you my opinion.
Okay, Dad. Okay, what you gotta say, Dad?
I hear what you're saying, LJ. I get it. I got 2 points. They're going to sound like they contradict each other, but hear me out, okay?
Go ahead.
My first point, yes, these are all older animes and stuff like that, but they're good starter animes to get people into who don't know about anime, don't know how to watch anime, or anything. The good starter animes to get people into anime, especially Death Note. Death Note is...
That's
is
a good really starter good anime?
I think it's a great starter anime.
Okay.
Because it's not as... It has a simple premise. Okay. So, that's my opinion. But you got Sailor Moon. You know, a lot of people are... Sailor Moon is very much mainstream.
Right.
So, like, people know that. So, they're like, oh, like, people who used to watch this... I could go back on YouTube, watch the whole thing. You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy monetization for them. My second point is, and you got to excuse me, this is the old man in me speaking, okay?
Gotcha.
How dare they make this so easily accessible? When I was a kid, I could not find an anime without going to every video store, hoping they have it, and made it hard for me to watch anime. Now they want to make it easily accessible?
I hear you.
That's me just being old, get off my lawn type of thing.
It's not easily accessible since the 21st century after the death of Blockbuster, though. So.
I was around for Blockbuster, LJ.
We were too. Blockbuster night.
So, number one, you're not going to slander.
I love Blockbuster.
Yeah, get him, Dad. Get him, Dad.
I went to Hollywood Video, so we're not going to talk all good about Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Hollywood Video is better anyway.
You don't even like Blockbuster. You worked at Hollywood Video.
So we're not gonna slander the movie rental thing, okay?
You heard him.
Didn't we even have a Hollywood?
Yo, we had it. Yeah, we had it.
Back in the day, you had one shelf of stuff like that. One shelf that was like in the corner of a store with animated movies, and then you had to convince your mom that that Akira was not just a sex cartoon because they're her on a motorcycle in the beginning. Like I'm happy they made it. Like all jokes aside, you know, I'm glad they make it accessible. You know, because the more people who watch the anime, the better, the more it grows, the more quality we get, and the better quality, and everybody's gonna be. What are you doing?
I'm trying to focus my camera. I'm sorry. I was trying to focus my camera. It got all focused. I'm sorry,
I know that's a communion wafer. Or
no,
what?
No, it's it was the cap that came with the web camera. You gotta do this. Dad, go ahead.
off. You're like,
I mean, you see us in front of you. You own the same screen.
Man, look at
you. You just pull out something and you just go ahead. The whole time.
I was just trying to fuck. Dad, continue on what you was saying, Dad.
Like I was saying, like, if the more accessible it is, the more people, the more eyes you get on it and everything. Like, it was already accessible on Netflix, Hulu, and you just bringing it to it. Because everybody knows you can watch anime on YouTube. Like, there's an episode I'm missing or something like that. I will watch it on YouTube, you know.
Where you watch My Hero at?
Oh, I watch My Hero on Funimation.
Okay.
I'm actually subscribed to Funimation. Like, but, yeah, so, it's been accessible for a while. Ever since, like, when apps started, you know, like, it's been accessible.
Right.
But you're not going to tell me growing up that it was always so simple. It never was as simple. Okay.
No, you ain't lying though. It was not.
So, but that's my opinions.
Angel, what's your opinion? Huh? You not even listening?
No, because he gave us a opinion earlier, and you just jumped on it.
I thought you put me in timeout. So.
Well, what you gotta say?
I technically already said it, but I guess you wasn't listening then.
I wasn't, because you was going off on me, but
then you put me in timeout. Yeah. So how you gonna put me in
timeout? Can you just refresh me on what you were saying about the situation? See, you forgot your own.
Trying to throw you an alley hoop. I was literally just talking about basketball. Alley hoop.
Man, screw y'all, man. But
at that point, you might as well. But anyway, those animes are fine. It's not no movement. I mean, literally, what I was doing just now was looking up Naruto episode 1, and just the amount of people who have Naruto episode 1 on their YouTube page is just.
No, I'm talking about like, no, hold on, before you say anything, I'm talking about like a major company like Viz Media.
That's fine and all, but again, look at the anime they put. Yes, it's older. Yes, they're really good anime. I'm just saying there's other places you can watch it. Mm-hmm. B, depending on how your YouTube set up, you might not even want to watch it on YouTube.
Okay.
And then C, I believe unless you're just going back to rewatch it, I think there's other better sites to go and rewatch it at. And not too many new people are going to watch that. Because as we said earlier, Death Note is a good starter anime. But I think you only tell somebody about Death Note if they're into that type of
stuff, yeah.
Which is a basic genre, but more than likely, you're going to tell people to start off with My Hero, Demon Slayer, maybe Fire Force, maybe Black Clover, something like that. You're not going to tell them to start off with Death Note. I'll probably say you should check out Death Note if you're into that. You should check out Inuyasha if you're into that. You should check out Naruto if you're into Shippuden or the one that won't be named.
The shade right there.
Nah, I mean, it's bad, but if that's your cup of tea, that's your cup of tea. I'm not going to fuck for it. But yeah, I just think there's better ways to watch those than just putting it on YouTube. And I don't think they're going to make some money off of it, but not as much as people think they are.
You see, LJ, I hear what you're saying, but I disagree with you slightly. So first of all, let's get into it. Let's not act like that they're not getting money off this and monetizing the heck out of this.
Yeah, they're gonna monetize the crap out of it. Yeah,
yeah, they're gonna get paid for this. So I'll say this. So like, you talk to a regular person who doesn't know much about anime, and they don't think they think it's cartoons. They call it cartoons and stuff like that. So, reason why I say Death Note is a really good story anime, and you said it's good, but you said you probably do My Hero first. I would say Death Note's better to start with, is because the complexity of, like, the storytelling of Death Note, even though it's simple, but the storytelling is really good. So you're like, hey, I'm getting like, show quality like sitcom quality show drama in an anime, you know. And Death Note brings, it's really good storytelling. So I would say, like, that's the one thing you start with, say, hey, you know, this is a great story, you should watch it, you know. And from that, My Hero, as much as I love My Hero, people are going to get put off with Deku crying. So, yeah.
So in other words, you feel like people should start off with it because...
Just to alleviate, like, start off, I say start off with Deku, just to alleviate the notion that we're watching cartoons. We're watching stories. We're watching, like, worlds being built and stuff like that.
Gotcha. If you want to eliminate that in the beginning, I have my own problems with Death Note, so that's why I don't. It's a beginning anime, but I don't like recommending it to people. In all honesty, and then if they have a problem with thinking about cartoons, separating cartoons from anime, then this is just me. This is how I work. I'll show them a cartoon that has more adult things in it. That's not like American Dad or Family Guy. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about maybe like regular show or Steven Universe. I'll show them that. And so, hey, there's difference in cartoons. And then I'll show them an anime and show them that animes are completely different from any cartoon that you will see, for the most part. And I have done that with a friend of mine who could not understand the difference between cartoons and anime. And so I started them off, you know, they seen Scooby-Doo and all that other stuff. And so I made them watch Steven Universe. It takes a minute. Steven Universe takes a minute to go get into. But once you're in it, you're in it. And you're...
Oh, hooked. Yeah, you're hooked.
Then I put him on My Hero. And yes, he had a problem with Deku crying. But after I told him just to put that on the side of your brain. Like, just ignore him. If you see him start to cry or whine, just ignore him for like the first 5 minutes of that, and then go back and listen to it. And then he eventually understands. That's just a problem with Shonen now, with their new way of making their main characters. Because for some reason, they like to make their main characters whiny. And then later on, it's supposed to show them development. But I just think that's a easy cop-out to show character development. But
I'll tell you one thing now. Deku ain't crying now in anime.
Right. So it's just how they work and how they want to have an easy mode. But anyway, I think you having that stuff on YouTube with Viz Media, yes, Viz Media is going to make their money. I'm just saying they're not going to make, as I don't think they're going to make, and I think they know they're not going to make as much money on it. That's why they put these old titles, because these old titles you can find in 100 different places easily. And it's like, well, why would I make them go find this on a copyright site when I could just put it on YouTube, and at least I can get money that way rather than being on a copyright site. This is all just about a copyright. Or those sites, the pirating sites, that's what I mean. It's all to fight those pirating sites. And they say, hey, let's just put some good classic animes on here and see how much money we can get from them.
Yeah, I see that. I can see that happen, especially with Dad mentioned earlier, with them putting monetization on it. And then I guarantee you, if this pops off, watch how different other anime studios are going to start making YouTube pages and start putting their stuff on there. Because you, I don't know.
Don't,
Go ahead.
They're going to put their animes that either didn't do well,
right,
or are too old for them to make continue making money from, but are just way older and people are not looking for them as much.
Yeah.
You're not gonna find Finding Neverland on YouTube like that. Like somebody's not gonna put something like that on.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Let's say for example, Funimation/Crunchyroll does something like this. They will put Fairy Tail on there.
Yeah, I can see that. Most of them can see that.
They will put Fairy Tail because it's a complete one, and it is a good one, and it's an older one too. So people will know and recognize it and stuff like that. They wouldn't put a 12 hitter one on there. They wouldn't do that.
Right.
Those are behind a paywall as they should be.
Right.
Because these artists deserve their money too. So. But that's my opinion.
LJ, you searching those?
Yeah, I'm just trying to see if they. You said Promise Neverland?
Or Finding Neverland?
No. If it's the one I'm thinking you talking about, yeah, it's the Promise Neverland.
Yeah.
And he's right. I do not see Promise Neverland on.
LJ, I don't know if you watched that anime before. They are not gonna put that. They should not put the anime on YouTube. No. If they did, on YouTube would take it down.
Sure I watch. Oh, what's my group? So one. FM Live. I've seen on here. I've seen.
Hold on, you watched that on YouTube?
Mm-hmm. Way back in the day.
I mean, that kind of explains it though.
I'm still surprised.
What do you get flagged today? Like, here's the thing though. Like, you gotta put stuff on there that's not gonna get flagged.
Yeah, they're gonna be, right.
So, like. But. So, Promise Neverland would get flagged in episode one. You know what I'm saying? So
off the bat.
Yeah.
Everybody's still on here. The whole episode one, two, a couple.
Is it by the maker or somebody else just put it on there?
No, it's somebody else put it on.
Okay.
I'm saying that other people have put it on there.
Right.
Gave it a different background or maybe even slowed it down just a little bit so they won't get caught by the copyright strike.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure if other anime studios follow suit, they're going to start flagging those accounts. And then they're going to delete them and then they're going to do what? Viz Media doing, but I can guarantee you guys this: if this pop off of Viz Media, and they do their little annual report, how every other company do it, I guarantee you all the different Toei gonna do it. What's some more anime studios?
Toei would definitely do it. They'll probably put Dragon Ball in there too. They'll throw Dragon Ball. They'll put Z in there. And they might show like the beginning of Super or something like that.
Yeah,
you know, but they won't show you the whole thing. Cause if you want to see how the rest of the story goes, go come to Funimation and blah 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? So,
right. So, guarantee y'all this: Viz Media announced that they are uploading sub anime, and guarantee you if it's successful, everybody else is gonna follow suit. So y'all just be on the lookout for that. Now, Black Clover movie, I don't know if y'all been looking forward for it too or not, but Black Clover movie has been delayed for another 3 months. It's been postponed before, supposed to come out March 31st on Netflix, but the movie is now scheduled to come out June 16th. So how y'all feel about that?
Probably just production delays is normal.
Production delays, they clean it up. You know, if they have an exact date, they know the exact problem.
Right.
So they're fixing the problem. So I'm always happier if you're going out there and you're fixing the problem and like not giving something that's so unpolished or stuff like that. So it goes with that and video games, you know.
Right.
I'd rather you fix the problem rather than giving us crap.
You should tell every game studio that right now, cause I don't know what they doing right now. But for all the people who love some Black Clover like I do, The movie been delayed for another 3 months. We gotta wait till June 16th for it to come out on Netflix. Now, LJ favorite anime, Boruto. Boruto.
I knew it was gonna be a shot on that one.
So
right when I saw that thing.
You right when you saw it? So, but it's a good thing though. It's a good thing though. So for everybody who's not been keeping up, the manga wise, Boruto finally got his scar that's been hyped by fans since the beginning of the anime. So it's getting close to where a lot of people are saying that since he got his scar, it's getting like maybe 25-40% closer to the end where we finna see like that huge fight. So LJ, I know you hate the manga. I mean, not the manga. I know you hate the anime with a passion.
The whole thing.
Well, now I know you hate the whole thing. But
he hasn't made that clear before.
It's been a minute, but I can argue this. I can agree to you about the anime because the anime is 95% filler. But when it comes to the manga, I can kind of argue with it because the manga is up there. It's decent. I don't know if you've been up to date with it or not, but you probably haven't. But the manga itself is way better than anime. I don't know what they're doing with the anime, but with the manga, they're doing it justice. And a lot of people agreeing to it with that part. But, yo, Jay, how you feel about it coming close to the climax?
The sooner it's done, the better.
Dad, what you got to say? Because I think that's all LG going to say.
That's all you're going to give us. That's fine, you know. I'm not going to lie. I kind of agree with LJ. Like, this cash grab needs to be wrapped up pretty soon.
I feel that. So it seemed like it is, though, since they got the...
25%?
It's getting there. Let's just say that.
We're not even halfway.
To be honest with you, it would have been done because how they publish their mangas, they push it out slow. That's why Boruto right now, anime wise, got so much filler because they so slow putting out the manga. To be honest with you, if they pushed out the manga like they did with Naruto and Shippuden, Boruto would have been done 2-3 years ago.
How do you know this? Because we don't even know what their end goal with this whole.
Talking about with Boruto? Right. No, I'm talking about at least, to be honest with you, Boruto is done. We just don't know about it just yet. The reason why I said that, before you say anything, LJ, the reason why I said that, they already got the time skip, and they already got the fight between him and, I'm finna butcher his name, I think his name is Kawaki, but I probably said it so wrong. But they already got it set years ago because they already got because I don't know if you watched the first episode is literally time skip.
Just assume that I have not seen a single
Boruto. Okay, I got you. But they literally, the first episode literally was Team Boruto and Team Kawaki, so they got it to where they technically in Shippuden. Are they gonna publish a Boruto Shippuden after all this? I highly doubt it. But I'm pretty sure the whole concept of Boruto is finished. They just haven't pushed it out in mangas and anime just yet. But I'm pretty sure the whole entire concept of Boruto is finished. They just got to put it up. Now, why are they doing fillers out the butt and Sasuke is fighting a dinosaur? I don't know. I'm not finna defend that. So... But I will say the manga is in a good place. The anime, I don't know what they got going on. That's all I got to say.
I saw something a while ago, and I wish I could bring it up, but like the percentage of fillers and shows and stuff like that.
Oh, it's like, bad. It's bad. Talking about Embarzo?
They showed like different shows. They showed Boruto. They showed, which one is Ichigo in? I'm drawing a blank.
Bleach has horrible filler. I watched all
Bleach
of
has whole seasons of filler.
Right.
Like it Bleach is
No, I think Boruto beat Bleach.
No. Bleach has three whole seasons of just filler.
That's the whole entire Boruto. Boruto got maybe a handful of actual manga or actual content.
That makes it even worse.
Matter of fact, hold on. Matter of fact, I'll look it up though. But while I look it up, I'm finna give y'all the next topic while I look it up. Solo Leveling, the most popular is coming to them. What is it? Whatever the thing is.
It's technically a webtoon.
That right there. The most popular webtoon. It's been delayed because they didn't say. They just said it's been delayed.
I bet it's delayed because of the Korean Japanese thing that's been going on.
I'm pretty sure. But how y'all feel about Solo Leveling been delayed? Well, I look up this Barto Philly
thing. It's really delayed because of the Korean Japanese thing. That's kind of, it's not stupid. I understand. So, if y'all don't know, there was a dispute because it's being made by a Japanese company, anime studio.
Right.
The webtoon and everything is created by a Korean person. It was sent out through him through the webtoon's comic thing. The thing about it is that Japan was done dirty in the webtoon with the one of the arcs. And supposedly the Japanese studio wants to change that a bit to make it look like Japan is not that bad. Because what happened was Japan looked like some sore losers and everybody was ready to just go and bomb Japan pretty much with all their hunters, as you would call them. There's also was things that they was going to change people's names and things like that to cater to Japanese audiences. And when the people of Korea was hearing that, they was really mad because they was like, you're changing the source material too much. You're not giving the guy his credit and not doing it by the book. So it's been those type of disputes between people talking about Solo Leveling. And us as Americans and other countries that's not those two, we're just staring at it and we're probably just like, well, can we just have it, please? Because it's just really good. Because they're not trying to change the whole story, but they're trying to change some of it is not money. They're trying to change some major source things that won't really affect the end of the story, but I think some people will feel really bad that it doesn't go strictly by the comic, which you can also say a lot of things doesn't go strictly by the comic anymore. So, you know, to each their own. But yeah, if that's the reason why it's being delayed, I think it's kind of crazy. I'm more of the side of the guy. It should go through the guy who made the comic. It should be going through his vision. If he wants it to stay the same, it should stay the same.
Right.
If he does not have any problems with it being changed, then okay, that can be discussed. But I think you should stick as close to the source material as long as it doesn't cause any problems. Which it wouldn't cause any problems, because you have to remember that this is a make-believe world where people have the ability to one-shot each other with ghosts.
Now hold on, Dad. before you time in. So I looked up the list for Barto while LJ was talking. So what y'all about to see is gonna be crazy. So I'm gonna put up to the camera. So it's Barto right here. Now I'm gonna zoom in so y'all can see it. The green is canon and filler, you know, canon and the manga, all that stuff. The red is filler. Now, I'm going to go slow so y'all can see the entirety of Barto. Now, look.
They have that many arcs already?
Yeah, it's been out for a while.
No, I really don't care about this show.
You see all that filler?
Mm-hmm. Now, is that each episode or is that?
Each episode.
Yeah, okay.
Episode. Oh, okay.
Each episode.
Because I'm like, that's a lot of arcs.
Look at all that. Look at all that filler.
Okay. Ain't now, it? Show me Bleach.
I don't know if he's going to find Bleach like that, but.
Oh, let me see.
Bleach. I still feel like Bleach might.
Bleach is more hands right. down. Bleach is more still. I feel like Bleach. Don't get me wrong. That's a lot of filler. But yeah, Bleach. Right.
Full arcs. I mean, full arcs. Like 24 full seasons.
Oh. Hey, no, Bleach ain't. Oh, never mind. Well, it's kind of it's kind of half and half. Well, I'll finish all. It's kind of half and half. Is it? See, is so for the most part, it starts good
because the beginning you're telling the story.
Yeah,
you're telling the story at the beginning.
For the most part, it's getting good, and then that's
exactly what I was expecting.
Then it. I don't know where it went. Then it goes.
And then
good.
It goes back.
Yeah.
Then, hey, we're back. Now we're going again. And then we're back. And we're going again.
Yeah. Right. When we was in the Ghost World.
Yo, when he was in the middle of fighting that one dude, like,
God, dog, it keep getting worse.
You mean when he was fighting Grinjaw and then all of a sudden, you're
yes!
another, right? That's
oh, that was so infuriating.
So, what we oh, yeah, so I said solo, so yeah. So, for everybody out there, because I've been looking forward, to Solo Leveling, so it's been delayed. They I don't even think it's coming out this year anymore, so I don't know when it's coming out, to be honest. So, that's that. Now, the final one, I don't think I seen you. Did I see you this, Dad? I don't think I did. I probably did. Because I took a screenshot of, like, last second. But the last one, Demon Slayer Season 3, the production company said that Season 3 animation will be in a whole different ball game than any other anime out there. Do y'all believe that?
Don't make any promises you can't keep.
Oh, damn. Okay, Dad. That sounds like I hit a nerve.
No, there's no nerve there. It's just like, you know, don't. See, here's the thing.
That's when you, in the home, before you say anything, when you say, here's the thing, I know you're going to go in, so go ahead.
No, it's just like there's a difference between watching anime on my TV and watching a movie in theaters with the anime. So like
right.
watching Black Clover and the movie with the Black Clover and watching Dragon Ball Super movies. It's a whole different animation style. Some say it's good, some say it's bad. I think it's better, you know, in right. the movie theater. But that's just one old man's opinion, you know.
Right.
So, if they're saying it's better than anything we ever see, it has to be above that level, you know. So, that's why I say don't make any promises that you can't keep.
I hear you.
Dad on that one.
Do y'all think they're going to act, they can pull it off?
I mean, anything's possible, you know. We got 8K TVs that always streaming 4K, so, like, you know.
No, I'm just saying from the previous seasons, from season 1 and 2, and
it's entirely possible. Like I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying that all I'm saying is like don't promise something to be the same old stuff. You know?
Yeah. I feel you on that. Ain't nothing wrong with that, especially how everything been lately. So is that it? Yeah, that's it. So that is all your news. For Daily Dose Anime, brought to you by the Facebook group. All right.
Just want to throw out there, you didn't talk about Boruto being delayed.
I didn't?
No, you just talked about.
Here it is. Because I forgot. Because I screenshot that first. But see, here's the thing. Before we do this, I screenshot all the Daily Dose Anime news that we're supposed to talk about. This here, the Boruto one, I screenshot that, I think, like, last week, I think. Because I remember sending Dad 5 topics. And I'm like, bro, there's no way. Because I could have sworn, like, I just screenshotted this Demon Slayer one. So I don't think I screenshotted it and sent it to Dad. And then when Dad mentioned, I looked down, I'm like, oh, yeah, I did. Forgot. But, yeah, Boruto's going on a hiatus. The anime, which it should be. Because it's going on indefinite hiatus sometime in March or April. Well, now, I don't know. They ain't say. It needed to anyways because here's the... I'm just going to throw it out there. I think the reason why it's going on hiatus is because the anime is right next to the manga. With all the filler that this anime has is legit caught up with the manga. Sadly, because that's how slow they pushing out the manga. That's why I was saying, I don't know what they got going on with the manga. The manga is outstanding. But they are pushing, they are releasing the manga for Boruto so slow. For what reason, I don't know. And the manga is legit on the arc that the manga is at right now. So, I think that's the reason why the anime is going on hiatus. Is because so the manga can get further push out more. So when, if, because it says it's in a definite hiatus. So I don't know, it may come back. May come back this year, may come back next year. But whenever it come back, they probably going to do it to where they won't push out like all this filler. Because in Naruto and Shippuden, or both of them, they had a whole bunch of filler, but it wasn't like 50 episodes, 60 episodes worth of filler. It may be the most, maybe 20, 30 of filler. So I guarantee that's what they're doing. They're pushing it so the manga can go a little bit further. And when the manga is at a decent distance from the anime, the anime gonna come back, they gonna push out all the manga stuff, and then instead of having like 150, 60, 70 filler, we may have like 10, 15 filler, then boom. So that's what I'm thinking. I don't know for sure, but that's what I'm thinking.
It's the okay, so here's the thing. The way filler, the way how high the filler thing is, they really should have done this a long time ago.
Right.
You know, again, not to bring out the great My Hero, they maybe had like 4 filler episodes.
To be honest with you, My Hero really don't have filler.
They have like maybe 4 filler.
Everybody has filler.
Every anime has filler. You're gonna get filler with anime, but like what you do is you just wait for the story to be told,
right?
And then like when you're far enough to where you can catch up and you can do your part, don't put out more than the story's already been told. That's all you have to do. Take your time. We know about seasons. Like, we can just wait a whole other season for this.
Right.
That's fine. It's okay. We can wait. Like, there's no need for us to be watching Naruto every week just to get to a BS filler episode.
Right.
There's no need for that. So, it's okay to take time off. Let stuff catch you. Let you get far enough to where it can just be all be canon. And that's all.
Andrew, what you guys say?
Really nothing. I mean, this show is just so lowball for me. I really don't have.
Cause what? Hold on. Didn't you really, really love Naruto?
I won't say I really love Naruto, but it was I really liked it.
Yeah,
it was a really good anime, and I thought it told the story very well, and I was okay with it ending. But when Boruto came out, you could tell it was just a cash grab.
LJ put Boruto in the big three. I just want to put it out there.
Who did what? Now?
Hold on, he put in the big three. You put in the big three for real?
I didn't know he.
We about to stop right there, and we about to have a whole conversation.
He got mad when it was mentioned in the big three.
That's when he started. I don't know what happened to you that day.
No, it was a lie. It was untrue. It was false advertisement. It was spitting on the good name of what was actually the big three. So.
Goddamn.
Anyway.
Which, by the way, there needs to be an updated big three. We got to have a current one. We have to have a classic of big three.
So what's your current big three?
My current big three, I would say, is My Hero, of course.
Right.
Demon Slayer. And I'm not saying the third.
Why not?
Because I don't believe it should be up there, but it's popular enough to where it probably is. It should be up there.
No, go ahead. Just say it. Just say it.
Huh? I'm not mentioning it. It's all good. Just know that it probably should be up there because of popularity, but it should not be up there.
Go ahead and say that.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
I know what you're about to say. I know what you're about to say. I know what you're about to say.
All right. Well, anyway.
No, LJ, what's yours? What's yours?
That's what I was about to say.
Okay.
As I would have said, I had a big three, but as I now think about it, and I was watching a couple of videos about this, I don't think a big three is no longer necessary. And the reason I say that is because the big three was a term for those that was bringing in and making anime mainstream. Anime is now at the point that it is mainstream, mostly. You see a lot of things about it. And you no longer need that type of thing as a big three. So I don't think there's a big three. I just think there are super contenders that pushes anime forward. But the only big three that there will ever be will be Naruto, Bleach, and One Piece. I think that's just me and a couple of other people. But
you gotta have Dragon Ball in that original big three. You gotta have Dragon Ball Z in that original big three. Dragon Ball Z is so mainstream.
But when you think about the big three, what was the big three that you have always heard? You have always heard that the big three.
I will say, growing up, Dragon Ball was way.
Now hold on. I feel say no. When we do the big three conversation, what are the eligible dates for the big three?
If you want to call them anime historians, from what anime historians said, the big three is from the early 2000s to 2010.
Okay, so then Dragon Ball's out at that point.
Right, and so the only animes that's really in there are Bleach, One Piece, and Naruto.
But you cannot tell me that Dragon Ball didn't bring people so they can watch.
No, Dragon Ball brought people, so did Yu Yu Hakusho, so did Sailor Moon, so did Detective Conan. There's a lot of things that brought people into anime, and you could say there's different big threes when you're talking about in the 1980s, the 1990s, but when we think about big three, and what, again, anime historians, if that's what they call themselves in a way, I've said, when they think about the big three, they think about that era in the early 2000s to the 2010s that brought anime into the mainstream media. Which is One Piece, Naruto, Bleach.
I have to agree to disagree with them because Dragon Ball was in the mainstream media.
To be honest with you, I ain't mean to cut you off that. But to be honest with you, that is like, in the anime community, that is like probably the hardest question that everybody can come up with. Because LJ right, Dad is right, and then whatever I say could be right as well. So,
my third one for current is Fruit Basket, by the way.
For what?
LJ, don't feed into him. Cause I know exactly what his third one is. I'm not gonna say
fruit
it though.
Basket.
Okay, Dad.
Oh, wow.
Don't LJ, don't feed
if
it to him.
You wanna ask me what my current big three would be? Which I think this is unfair. Because not really. Because when you think of big three, it's shonen. But I think you do need to start incorporating more anime.
There has to be genres. Shonen.
Right. So I think that's also becoming a thing. Because I think everybody came into Shonen, and then now everybody splitting apart, right? So, but if I had to say a big three, it would probably be Demon Slayer, My Hero.
Fruit Basket.
Oh, it's definitely not Fruit Basket. And it's definitely not. It's my favorite out of them. It's Black Clover. That would be my big. And I know a lot of people would be like, Black Clover should not be in. And I would agree to disagree. But also,
no, I agree.
Like Black Clover. Yeah, I love Black Clover.
I have Black Clover in over other ones, I'll tell you that much.
Right.
So I don't mind you having Black Clover.
I think
Black
that's
Clover
where it comes from. It's like now it's more of opinion. Back then, when again, in the early 2010, it was a matter of fact, everybody would say One Piece, Naruto, Bleach. That's what I'm saying. It's like now it's like, well, no, you got this anime. No, I like this anime. No, I like this anime. But back then, I feel like everybody collectively would have said those three animes that I just said earlier as the big three. And I understand what Dad's saying. I consider Dragon Ball Z as one of the grandfathers or grandmothers of anime, if you were to say it. That what brought anime into the show, in my opinion. It was Bleach. I mean, not Bleach. It was Dragon Ball. It was Sailor Moon. To a lesser extent, it was Yu Yu Hakusho, but it's close. I know you know how I feel about Yu Yu Hakusho, but it was
greatest theme song of all time.
Big fact.
And then it's some other ones here and there. You can say Astro Boy, but that's going all the way back to the '70s, technically. It just means a lot of Astro Boys. You could say it's Detective Conan that's been going on since the early '90s, I believe. There's different ones you could say, but I think when you thinking of like you could say the godfathers of anime or the Mount Rushmore of anime that introduced you. You might have to put Dragon Ball Z on there. You would have to put Sailor Moon, something like that, on there.
Okay. Ain't no wrong with
that. So it might not be a big three, but it's definitely the gateway that opened anime to the West.
Right. You got anything you want to say to that?
No.
I gotcha. All right. Now let's talk about... matter of fact, it's a sad time, especially for LJ. It's a sad time because the greatest warlock to ever touch the PC is retiring from Destiny 2 temporarily.
You're not the greatest warlock, but why are you not?
I am the greatest warlock because I got it recorded and I can show actual proof because I save you countless times. And if you, I got the recording. I can push out the recording.
If you talk about the time we did the campaign, the legendary campaign.
I'm not talking about
each other equally.
I'm talking about No. Matter of fact, that last mission, I save you.
Oh no! I save you.
Anyways, I save you because you got jumped by them two witches, and I save all of us.
You got lowered by the hobgoblin that was shooting you in the head.
But guess what though? I save you because I got the. Anyways, the reason why I'm retiring temporarily because I'm just number one. I just got burnt out of it, and then two, I just got hella games. I got my Switch, and I got my library that's been stacking up since I got the PC. So. I'm just going to take a break. That's all.
Let me get this straight. Just for clarification purposes.
I know what you about to say. Because when you about to get petty, you get that little grin on your face. You move up to the mic. And you start laughing. I know you about to say something petty, but go ahead.
I just want to make sure I'm heard. That's all it is. You know, I just want to make sure my point comes across.
Go ahead, Dad.
So, I'm just curious that you stopped us from going to the main topic. You know, the topic that's going to be in the caption. You know, in the description, I should say. You stopped that just to announce your retirement? From Destiny 2?
Yes, sir. Because I'm like the greatest warlock to touch a PC. I'm the greatest warlock to touch a PC. Like, I'm legit the best to touch a PC on Destiny 2.
I don't know if there's any higher levels of audacity of what
just
happened.
No.
You are peak audacity right now. Okay?
All I'm saying is it deserved deserves its own segment of itself.
It did not.
Because I'm legit the best warlock to touch a PC. I'm just saying.
I want to point out that I am currently going to retire from spades in the black household.
Now you know you're not. You know that's impossible.
Oh no, I am done playing spades. Spades is toxic as heck. I am not playing spades anymore.
Nah, my family members. You need to come down here then. If you want to see some toxic, you need to come down here.
I don't want to see toxic. That's the point.
That's why you
Oh, fun fact! Before we actually get to the main topic, since we kind of being since this is petty hour right now, since we talking about retirement, I retired LJ for Yu-Gi-Oh. Let's talk about it.
How did you retire me from Yu-Gi-Oh?
So that one time you came into my house, right? Mm-hmm. And I made you go to Walmart to buy like 2 or 3 starter decks.
Maybe. I don't remember this, but okay.
Yeah, because that's how bad I beat you in Yu-Gi-Oh. I retire you. That's all I gotta say. But let's get to the main topic.
I'm also retiring from being a full time player on Pokemon Go.
Mm.
I'm not gonna be full time. It's gonna be strictly part time. I'm also retiring from watching X-Men the animation. See how none of this makes sense?
It makes
you see
sense.
How irrelevant this is?
It's not irrelevant because I'm the best Destiny 2 player to touch a PC. That's all I gotta say. But let's get to the main topic, though. Now, LJ hit me up talking about Nintendo. Don't worry about it. You can go to sleep and you could dream it.
I feel like I'm in a fever dream right now. Look,
Nintendo Direct. You text me. I didn't know they was having Direct until you text me.
They be sneaking up on people.
They really do, because I did not know until because we actually wasn't we talk about it when we was talking about the E3 thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they had a Direct like literally like a couple days later.
Yeah, but LJ texted me talking about Nintendo had a Direct. I was like, I ain't know of it, but he texted. He told me. So I didn't watch it because I was too busy working and whatnot, but I usually just go on social media to see, you know, see the main stuff because, you know, Nintendo would put anything on their Direct. But right. A lot of people are pissed off, and me too, because me and my two other homeboys had a full-blown conversation about it last night on Discord or the other night. It doesn't matter. But they are increasing their prices to $69.99. Now here's my thing, and y'all could chime in on it. And we're gonna start with Dad, since Dad been in the game industry longer than me and you, LJ. The game studios and the game company need to stop, because it makes no sense to increase the price in games, and when the game come out, we gotta wait a day or two for a patch for the game to actually run decent. And then on top of that, I got a 3090. Most of the games now that's out right now, when I go on the benchmark videos, most of the big AAA games cannot run 4K 60 frames with a 3090. And that's sad. But I'm going to save majority of that. I'm going to save my stuff last. But Dad, go ahead. How you feel about this price increase, all these games not running properly, all that crazy stuff?
Yeah. So wait, Dad. I just want to make a clarification real quick. It's the games made by Nintendo. The only game that I saw that's $69.99 right now is going to be Tears of the Kingdom, the new Zelda game.
Yeah, that's where everybody was kind of pissed off at.
Right. So I just wanted to put that out there real quick. Okay, I'm sorry, Dad. I just wanted to.
So. You can make the argument that this is not Nintendo's fault. Xbox, the PS5 and the Series X did this first.
Right.
They raised the price. That's the only argument you can make for that.
Okay.
In my opinion. Because here's the thing. While I'm making my point, can anybody, when you guys look up the price for Super Smash Bros. And Mario Kart 8? If you were to buy from the They're Nintendo store.
It's still the same price. Yeah, it's still the same price. I was looking at Mario Kart 8 a couple of days ago.
And how old are those games?
Well, that game came out during the Switch. I mean, during the Wii U.
They both came out during the Wii U era. It's a whole generation ago.
Right.
you cannot sell me on a price increase when you don't decrease any of your other prices.
Exactly.
I love Nintendo. I grew up on Nintendo. I would say if it wasn't for my parents, Nintendo would have raised me. You know.
Damn.
You know, Super Nintendo. You know, I try to be a rebel a little bit. Got me a Sega Genesis. I always came back to Nintendo.
Right.
You know. You cannot justify. Only way you justify this is that it's the market now. That's the only way you can justify it, say it's the market for the games. But then you gotta say, well, we're doing 4K. We're doing ray tracing. We're doing all these things. We're making our games better. Nintendo is a family friendly company, and we get that, and we love it for that. Nintendo has its own lane. That's why when people talk about console wars, I don't throw Nintendo in there, because Nintendo does stuff for the family, and it is a family stuff only. You know, like that's their main thing. They're going to do stuff for the kids, and you have your Mario parties. You're going to have your Diddy Kongs and stuff like that. And it's fine. We love for the Just Dance. Put all that on there. I love it for that. But this new Legend of Zelda game better be groundbreaking like the last one. And the last one didn't even raise the price. But it better be, it has to be on at least the level of that one. Plus, it has to be spectacular graphically for us to, like, justify this.
You right. LJ?
That's what it is.
So, I'm going to go ahead and say it. This is not Nintendo's fault. This is not completely the fault of the game industry. It's the fault of us.
Yeah, you're right.
The consumers. Because we have allowed them to make these games and let them increase the price on us and just get the bare minimum out of them. It's our fault as consumers. Because if we didn't buy those games, or we asked for our money back, or did all these things that would stop the companies from making, just sending out games out of nowhere, I don't think we'll be okay with a price increase. Nobody likes price increases. It's bad for us because it hurts our pockets. But our price increase was more than likely coming anyway, just because of every time there's new technology, something always goes up. Think back to cell phones. Think back, for those who have Apple, think of the first iPhone and think of the iPhone today. How much did the iPhone of the day cost, and how many changes do they really make every year? None. But guess what? There are people who, as soon as that iPhone comes out, they're ready to buy it right then, right there, in a heartbeat. And it's the same exact phone, other than it now does not come with a charger, and you have to buy the charger by itself. It's so simple.
Which is stupid.
So, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of, it's. I know that people be like, it's not our fault. I don't do that. I don't buy those games. It, as a whole, is our fault for allowing them to keep doing this to us. We eventually will have to say something, or something will have to be done. Maybe when they see that indie games are getting more credibility than AAA titles are, that's a problem, in my opinion. Love indie titles. Love to have a good one. But indie titles shouldn't be... I'm going to get hate for this comment, but I think indie titles should not be getting Game of the Year mentions or in the conversations unless they're AAA. And I mean, like, they're
why you say that?
Now, I know you like Takes Two. I think that Takes Two is pretty good. But games like Stray, did that really deserve a Game of the Year recommendation?
Heck no.
Okay.
So, can I ask why you brought up It Takes Two?
Because I know that's his favorite game.
Okay, but like, I wouldn't consider that EA indie title. It was made by EA. It was probably
EA. Didn't say EA. I didn't say that Takes Two was a bad game or it didn't deserve to get Game of the Year or anything. I said take that one out. I was talking about Stray.
So you're talking about Game of the Year nominees. Okay, gotcha.
Yes,
gotcha.
I'm talking about Game of the Year nominees. I don't think that.
Gotcha.
I don't think indie companies should be getting Game of the Year nominations unless they have the backing from a AAA title like Takes Two did. It had the backing publishing from EA. Or it's just really, really, really good, just like Hades. Hades was an amazing title. But then you have, like we had this last year, where Stray was put in the mix. Now, I understand people love cats. But there ain't no way where you just walking around solving simple puzzles should that be in the Game of the Year. I'm sorry, that's just me though. Maybe that's just me.
Completely right.
Maybe I don't know. I just don't think that should be in the title. But when you have those type of games being put in the Game of the Year nomination, when you had a whole bunch of other games that were supposed to be AAA dominating titles, supposed to change the game, and they all came out with bugs and unplayable. Like right now, we have Hogwarts Legacy. It's other than the other part that we're not gonna go into, going on with Hogwarts Legacy. When it came out for PC, it ran horribly. It was fine on the PS5. It was supposed to be originally, I believe, a PS5 title, but then they added PC on there. And for some reason, PlayStation Sony has a problem with putting their games on ports, and they always seem like they come out with problems, and it's like it's a secondary thing, and it's frustrating that I'm buying a $70 game now, and it's not $70, it's technically $75 because of tax.
Oh yeah, because yeah,
I'm getting a $75 game, but I can't even play it because it might break my PC, it might cause it to crash. It might, and then if it breaks my PC, what do I have to do? I have to go buy a whole new PC? Are you going to refund me my money for that? No, you're not. You're going to be like, ah, dang, you got a bad copy. Sorry, guy. Better luck next time.
There was a time in the beginning when the Series X and the PlayStation 5 dropped that Call of Duty was bricking the consoles.
And that shouldn't happen either.
No. And so, like, so I 100% get your point. I think it's harder to fix PCs because, you know, they're so customizable, stuff like that. But I do remember Xbox, at least, were fixing the consoles, like, for free if Call of Duty bricked it. So, I remember Xbox did that. I don't know about PlayStation because their repair system's trash. But,
I just think that shouldn't even be happening in the beginning anyway.
No, not at all.
And that's why I'm saying that. It's not... It's their fault for doing it, but it's our fault for accepting it. Because we have accepted it. If we wouldn't have accepted it, they wouldn't have done it. But they know they can do this to us. They know mm-hmm. we're going to buy the games at that price because we want to play those games. And there's nothing that can be done about it.
I'm not arguing with you, LJ.
I mean, it might sound harsh and people would be like, well, that's not me. I mean, I only play God. Watch, next year, car is going to be $75. What are you going to do then?
Oh, it's good.
Yeah. I'm looking at the games. Jedi Survivor, $69.99 when it comes up. Hogwarts Legacy was $69.99. Dead Space was $64.99. Or no, it was $69.99. That was up. Wasn't solid. One Piece Odyssey was $60. Dead Island 2 is $69.99. Like, we're already at that point where games are $69.99. Diablo, $69.99. Diablo 4. So we're already at that point, and unfortunately, we can't go back. The only thing we can now do is make sure it doesn't get to 80.
He's going to get to 80, watch. I guarantee you, in the next 5 years. You want
to
know?
Gaming is going to start becoming a luxury hobby.
And the reason why it's going to hit the $80 is because here's the thing too, and I agree to, I don't know which one of you say it, but I agree to where one of y'all said it's our problem that it's $69.99 right now. And the reason why it's $69.99 right now is because everybody been pushing out, and I believe this is what the gaming industry was hoping that we was doing anyway, so they can do this. But the reason why it's so high right now, or they increasing, is because everybody been pushing about, oh, we want our games to look realistic. We want our games to be nothing but big, huge open worlds. We want our games to look, we want the trees to look realistic, the grass look like the grass outside, all that stuff. We want 4K, we want 120 frames, we want 240 frames, we want 2K at 360 frames. And the gaming industry was like, okay, if y'all want that, we can do it. But guess what? It ain't going to be $59.99 anymore. It's going to be $69.99. And when I was talking to Curtin Solo the other day about it, I'm like, I'm cool with it. Increase it, that's fine with me. My issue is, I'm sick and tired of y'all pushing out a game that is, like LJ said, it ain't 70. It's going to be 75 or 76 and some change because of taxes. I'm sick and tired of y'all pushing out a game, and the game is horrible. It's unoptimized. Like LJ say, my PC is crashing all the time, or it's not running decent on my PC, and the game is just glitchy and horrible. I'm sick and tired of that. There's no excuse anymore. We're giving y'all buku money, and if we gonna pay an extra $10 for these big AAA games that's coming out now, it need to be perfect. It don't need to be no 25, 15 hour main game and the full game with all the side quests is 30. No, if I'm paying for a $70 game, it need to be flawless, well optimized for PC and console, and at least 50 hour plus worth of content. Main content, not no side quests, main content. But Dad, go ahead, what you about to say, Dad?
You're getting a whole different argument right now.
I know it.
You're starting a whole different argument because, like, you're talking about, like, you're saying, like, almost like these genres need to have like 50 hours of content off the rip, and some games are not like that. Some games are like a 15 hour campaign, but you play the rest like on multiplayer, or you're doing other things and stuff like that. So So. In my personal opinion, any type of like Jeopardy style RPGs or like or even American RPGs, my sweet spot is a 45 hour mark of just story.
Okay.
After that, I'm gonna keep playing, you know.
Right.
But I think at the minimum it has to be 45 hours.
Right.
Of story. But that's for that genre. As far as an action game, like a Call of Duty campaign, that could be 4.5-5 hours, and you just play multiplayer the rest of the time.
Yeah.
So, like, as far as the game coming out being broken, yes, that definitely needs to be fixed. It should not become broken. And if you do have breaks, if there's reported breaks, you need to fix those within, like, the first day or two. No. Like the patches come out real quick, you like, and that's also a problem with the gaming, but like, it's also a problem with the consoles too. Because like, I know with Xbox, they have to go through an extra hoop just to get the patch out or the update out, unless it's an emergency update. So it's a whole thing though. But like things like that, the game should not come out broken.
Right.
There needs to be it needs to be tested better. And it needs to be tested by the people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need to do. It needs to be tested by people. It can't be just tested by your workers, and because they have a stake in it. they have a stake on this game coming out on time. You know, you need to throw up more betas and get people like sign up for these betas to try the game, and that way, the more information you get out there, the better the game can be.
Yeah, you're lying. And also too, especially for PC, because it should make no sense for anybody who have a 30 series not to be able to run the games that's coming out now, the big games. It should make no sense for the big games for a 30 series on up not to reach 60 frames per second at 4K. There should be no reason. Like LJ was talking about, Hard Work Legacy. I think when they announced it, they said they said PC and PlayStation. I think they said it was a PlayStation exclusive. Then, like the last second, they threw in PC at the end of it. But regardless, PC wise, NVIDIA, AMD, they need to slow down making graphics cards. Because last year, the 30 series was supposed to be this powerful game graphics card that could push 4K 120 some frames per second. Now look, you go on YouTube and benchmark Hard Work Legacy, you can barely do 60. Even a 4090 at Hard Work Legacy can barely go above 80, 90.
So my question to that is, are they actually giving us what they're saying they're giving us, or are they giving us something?
Talking about the graphics card when they say how powerful it is?
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I don't know because you gotta dismantle it, go right inside.
It's so much work, and I understand. Well, there's different YouTubers that do that, and you're right. But they get there are some that actually go buy them, and they aren't giving these graphic cards, and they actually test them, and they actually get to where they need to get to, or
yeah,
you know, it works right. But still, you know, with those type of things, and when you get them, I'm not saying that people, not all the YouTubers are like, oh, I'm going to tell Zach this about it, and I'm going to say it's good, and I'm not going to get them angry at me so I can get more copies or get more stuff from them. There are YouTubers like that, or people who do those type of testing and do that. There are people like that, but there are people who actually do the testing. I just think, just like how I had to get 3 different motherboards for my PC because they keep breaking when I got them and put them in, the same thing could happen with graphic cards. One might run better than the other, and you might not know exactly why.
Right.
Is that possible? I believe so. I'm not that technical, have that much technical knowledge about that stuff. But from what I've seen with my PC, it took 3 motherboards to get it to work because the first 2 arrived DOA and the other one did not. So could that be a problem where one has a little bit more output than the other because they are supposed to get checked before they get sent off anywhere, correct?
Supposed
yeah,
to.
It's got to be verified.
Right. So I'm just saying, could a graphics card run faster than the other? You have these different companies, and technically they all have the same thing, but you have the ASUS 3090. You have the ROG X 3090. Why is there a difference? Why do we have to... You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
If it's all the base 3090, and all you do is put cool coloring effects on it, or you put your logo on it, why is there such a difference in performance, if there is?
I got the Asus one. They put a little bit more performance where you got the original one, which is the Founder Edition. The one I got is the Asus one. It's supposed to be a little bit faster and stronger than the Founder Edition one. But my point is saying this, though. NVIDIA, all of them, when they do their little direct, as we want to call it, when the 3090 came out, even with your card, because you got the 20 series, the 20 series was the 4K graphics card. Now you can barely run any game at 4K with the 20 series. But what I'm trying to get at is this. They need to start slowing down on graphics cards. Because it's a gaming monitor out right now. 4K, 144 hertz. There's not a graphics card or a game out there that can run a sturdy 4K at 144 hertz. So if you get that monitor, you basically buying it for no reason. Because there's no game or graphics card out there that can run it at a steady 144 frames at 4K.
Right now. And then next year, it's going to be obsolete.
That's what I'm saying. So they need to slow down on these graphics cards. Because that's another issue with these games. They pushing. Because the graphics cards are like Androids. iPhone got the same stuff, same software, same hardware, everything. Android, you got LG, Samsung, some other different stuff with Android. Google, Pixel, all that different stuff. HTC, all a whole bunch of stuff. So what you gotta do is you gotta figure out, okay, we not finna go one by one, cause Samsung is the most powerful Android out there. So we ain't finna go out there and make one for Samsung. We ain't not going out there and make one for LG. We ain't finna go out there and make one for this one. We just gonna make a basic one and stick it to Android. That's why it was the iPhone versus the Android thing, because because social media on iPhone is way better than Android, because iPhone is similar, but I ain't gonna get too deep into it. But anyways, they need to slow down because the game studios, they just not making their games right when it comes to PC. On console, it runs good and all that stuff. But on PC, we got so many different cards, so many different components. I'm pretty sure they like, look, we just finna put it out there and then hope for the best. They not making it to where, oh, the game is sturdy with a 20 series on up. No, we finna make it to where it's sturdy for whatever, and y'all just go for the best. That's why I'm pretty sure that most of these games ain't running a steady 60, or they coming in glitchy and stuff. Because so many graphics cards out there that the game studios say, yeah, we not finna go out there and optimize our game for the 10 series, 20 series, 30 series, and 40 series. We finna just make it optimized for wherever the heck you got, and then y'all just pray for the best. So I think that's what they need to do. They need to start slowing down on the graphics cards. And the game studios, like Dad said, they need to take a break and say, look, before we push out the game, we want y'all to test it out. We're going to have different custom builds. We're going to have a build that's the most powerful build you can have. And then we're going to have the cheapest build you can have on PC. And then we're going to run it. And then, you know, y'all tell us and we take notes and we go there. But
So I know. Sorry to cut you off.
No, you good. You good.
When you sign up for betas, they all have to ask you, what computer do you have? What kind of specs do you have?
Right.
So they know what you're running with and stuff like that. So they have that knowledge and stuff like that. What needs to happen more, and I don't know if they do this as often as they used to, like they need to have it to where like it's visible to where it's like this game was run on 120 with this hardware we have.
Now I'm gonna cut you off that. Back in the day, they used to do that, and then they stopped because it was it's a YouTuber that I still watch, but it's a YouTuber who called him out on that when Anthem first dropped. That he did it on a video like that. And I don't know why they stopped, because Anthem was running on a 2080, and he was like, if you want Anthem to run on 4K at 60 frames per second, we was playing a game at with a 2080 Ti processor, CPU, blah, 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 boom. And here's this, you know, he showed like the graph and all that, you know, benchmark, all that crazy stuff. But back in the day, like you were saying, they used to do that. I don't know why they stopped. They just stopped it all of a sudden.
They probably stopped it because it's like, oh, I can't afford that one. So I'm probably not going to buy it because, like, I can't afford the highest quality. But, like, there needs to be something to say, like, hey, this game will run at 120. you just gotta have this and this quality.
And yeah, and this set is here, and yeah.
Yeah. So, but I know why they don't do it. So, because like it's gonna cost them money. It's gonna cost them sales when they don't put it out there like that.
Or they know for a fact they throw any games out that's not even finished, and they don't want to expose themselves. Cause like you said, cause they used to do that back in the day. They used to do that. I guarantee you they not finna do that because they know that they throwing the games out that's not even optimized or finished yet. Cause just imagine that every game that's come out do that. How much y'all want to bet they every single last one of them gonna get exposed?
There's gonna be some exposure.
Because they know for a fact they can't put out a game that's 4K, even at 60 frames. They're having trouble even running it at 60 frames. To get 60 frames, you got to have the help of DLSS. And a lot of people piss off at that because they were like, that's not even, like, that's just a Band-Aid, put it like that. Because I don't know if y'all know what DLSS is. I don't know if y'all know what that is, but... But pretty much, it boosts your frames to where you can get that extra 60 if you can't push it out. But basically, it's like a Band-Aid. Like, hey, even though the game studio promised you that it's going to run at 60 frames, we're going to help them out, and we're going to put the Band-Aid over the scab so we can help them and give so y'all can get the extra 20 frames. So pretty much, it's like they just Band-Aided a problem. Pretty much. So, but at the end of the day, I do not mind paying $70 for a game. If it runs perfect, I'm having a good time, no bugs or glitches, because y'all can't sit here and tell me back in the day, because I promise you this, and LJ can vouch for me. I have a whole case. A whole case of GameCube games. Am I lying, LJ?
No, you did.
I'm confused. Is the case circular? Is it vertical? Because you did like all the motions, and I'm trying to figure out what shape this case is. Like
the case. The just know it's a case. But what I'm trying to get at is I got like a whole bunch of GameCube games. I got a whole bunch to the point where I can't. It's over 50. I can tell you that. And out of the 50 GameCube games, I have not have one glitch, freeze, anything, no issues, no lag, no nothing.
That's a different time though, man.
I know it's a different time, it's but
because once we got connected to the internet for consoles and stuff can be fixed afterwards, that was a game trip, so they can rush out games faster and fix them afterwards.
But that's what I'm saying. It's just that the era that we grew up in, me, you, and LJ, we grew up in pretty much the golden era of video games before DLCs. Before they push out half games, we got the real full game, and we used to get a booklet this thick in the game. We used to get a booklet this thick in the game. But, you know, like you said, that times change, and what LJ also mentioned is we are the problem. We allow this.
I remember getting a booklet for Secret of Mana for Super Nintendo, and it told you how to get past the first part. What you need to do is that after that, you got to figure it out from here, you know.
Right.
But like, I always thought that was cool, you know. But like once they stopped doing instruction manuals, like I was like, man, this mm-hmm. is cool.
And this could be another topic for another day. Excuse me. No. What I'm about to say before I had a burp. But this could be another topic for another day. But, and I'll probably get some flank for it, but I don't care. DLC ruined the gaming community or the gaming industry. I'm just gonna put that out there.
You can't start that. All right.
I'm just gonna put that out there. I believe it ruined it because, prime example, and LJ LJ feels some type of way because I'm about to say it. Prime example, and then we're going to close it out. Destiny. They snitched on themselves. When they made a video, whatever, Taken King, which was $50, $60. It was a whole game because I got the case and everything. Taken King, Destiny themselves said that was supposed to be in the original game. It's supposed to be in the original game, and they said themselves that they took it out because they feel like it was too much in the game. And they were like, well, we're going to take it out, but we're going to let y'all pay for it again. Why not just keep it in the game? Why you got to take it out the game and then we got to pay for it again? You see what I'm saying? So that's my thought. I'm thinking DLCs ruin gaming. And like I said, we could say that for another topic, but deep down, I truly feel like it did. But Dad, what you got to say for the your closing remarks?
This was actually, like, I feel like this is one of our better episodes we had in a while, because like we had full blown conversations about everything, and like, you know, I hope you guys enjoy as much as I did today. I feel like this was one of our better ones. Follow me on that gamer everywhere. It'll be in the description. But yeah, I appreciate you guys. Just want to let you guys know. Appreciate you, LJ. I appreciate you, Randall. This was a good conversation today for every topic we had.
LJ?
Oh, my turn. Oh. Yeah. Just sometimes we get one of those topics that we feel strongly about, and we just try to make sure.
Hold on. Hold on.
What did you want to say?
You are so bland. I just want to throw that out there. You are so bland. Dad had a heartwarming thing, and you were like, oh, yeah. This is just one of those topics. She's like, what?
I'm a man of science.
Okay. All right.
We speak in bland terms. I'm sorry I don't have the emotion that you want me to have.
What? That is okay, OJ.
But yeah, it's always a fun topic when we all together and we have something weird, near and dear to us. But I do want to say about your DLC comment. You're not wrong in what you said, but what you should have said is DLC made game companies lazy.
That too.
A better way to put that. Because they realize, oh, we do not have to finish this game. We could just put it in the DLC. And people won't realize.
Yeah.
Until they did. That's how that should have been. Not that DLC are bad. DLCs were good. DLCs gave people more reason to play games. Because games used to be finished. And then you'd be like, man, that was a good game. I wish there was an extra part. Or you had to wait until part 3 to realize something.
Now, let me ask you this. When the last time you say that?
Oh, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, when DLC first started, that's what they was made.
I could tell you the exact moment when it all changed.
What did it change for you?
Mass Effect 3.
Ooh.
When Mass Effect 3 came out, and people were mad at the ending, the developers had to create a whole new ending and add as DLC for like the game. Instead of the artist being like, this is why I feel like it should have ended, they had to create a whole new thing. And like, that's why I said, okay, this whole thing's going to change right now from the DLC perspective. You know, like you can pretty much have whatever is popular you have at that point. So.
You ain't lying. But my closing remarks is this. Dad had been in the game longer than me, LJ. He saw it growing from the bottom to where it's at now. I'm pretty sure he's probably pissed off at the state that the video game community is at right now. I don't care. Long what LJ say? Long as y'all don't go to that $80-$90 mark, we chilling. But I'm sick and tired of these games coming out broke, can't play, laggy, disconnect, and trash. If we gonna pay $70 for a game that feels like someone back in the early 2000s, I want a game that feel like the future. If I'm paying an extra $10, Nintendo should not have no games above $50. I'm just gonna say that right here, right now. The only game that's probably worth $70, Breath of the Wild, and we could throw in Odyssey. Those are the only two games on the Switch that I can see that can do that $70 mark. Anything else, $49.99 from the Switch. Y'all don't, because you can't sit here and tell me what's your reasoning for making this game $70. Oh, could we doing this, we doing that. No, you're not. Xbox and PlayStation can sit here and say, oh, well, we got 8K features, we got 4K, we can push 120 frames, we got HDR, we can make a game look realistic, yada, yada. And I'll be like, all right, cool. Nintendo can't say that because Nintendo using the same software, if not, that's not probably compatible, or it's probably, I don't know. But anyways, Nintendo can't sit here and persuade us to pay an extra $10 on their games. I don't care if it's Zelda, whatever. It's no game on the Switch should be $70. But at the end of the day, like LJ said, we all a worst enemy when it comes to this. We brought upon ourselves because we wanted 4K. They gave us 4K. We won 120 frames at 4K. We got that. And now look at it. Now we pay an extra $10 for the games that's broken and can't even play on day one. Or you got to have a patch for day one. So, but other than that, man, Road to 1K. Forget to mention this in the beginning. But you know how we get takeoff. But Road to 1K, we almost there on TikTok. All that going to be in the description. Like Dad said, his TikTok, Twitch, links, all that going to be in the description. Anything? LJ, update? You want to get the people to update on your store? Or you don't got no update? Store? You know,
That was never made public.
That was never made public.
Oh, it wasn't?
Never made public at all. No.
Oh, well, shoot. Well, shoot. Well, y'all act like we ain't here now. We going to cut that. But anyways. LJ, I cut it. Anyways. Because I thought we bitching at my fault. Anyways, hope y'all enjoyed this episode. And we catch y'all on the next one. Peace out.